Raz. Yeah. My nigga, where you been at?
I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money.
Why you ain't answering your phone?
I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money.
Why you never come around?
I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money.
Why we never hang out?
I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money.
I'm just out here getting chubby. Get it chubby, fat as fuck. Doctors say my wallet got cancer. Got a couple lumps. Got that A1, yola. Not that bubble up. Fiends rushing to my car. Should've shot a couple clutch. Every time we break biscuits, we at least double up. I've been in and out the slammer for at least a couple months. Bullshit ass charges like not buckling up. In for a couple guns. You can find me in the hood, 28 South Jackson, or somewhere in Nevada, counting money in the mansion. I'm so international, rockin' no flag, and I don't twist up no hands unless I'm shaking with the fam. And we don't eat ham, but we keepin' pork chops. Let machete ready in that Rambo on the map. Loaded in cock, poking the pot, fiend smoking the rock. I noticed the cop, he rolling the block, patrolling the spot. But if it ain't fast, then we don't stop. Told the officer,
I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money.
Why you ain't answering your phone?
I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money.
Why you never come around?
I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money.
Why we never hang out?
I'm just out here getting money. Money, I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money. I'm just out here getting money.
They've been investigating me for a while before I realized it. That feeling of being watched that you easily diagnose as paranoia until your troubling thoughts are confirmed. And then it's too late. They pulled up and canvassed my neighborhood, ironically tearing apart my art. It was humbling, crippling, oppressive to see the empire that I had worked so diligently on crumble in minutes, as it seemed. In reality, it never existed outside of our minds and the controlled trap that they had allowed us to exchange our monopoly money in. They took whatever items that they pleased and then proceeded to knock on doors throughout the neighborhood, then the city, then outside the city, asking people unique questions about me coupled with inconsistent allegations formed to the individual's likely concerns. They told a neighbor that Raz, the man that lived by it, had been involved in a ring of thefts. They told a prostitute girl that I knew that I stabbed and sexually assaulted a woman. They told a mother that their daughter was in danger. Anything they could do to get answers and build against me. They wanted to talk to everyone around me, but I was the last person they wanted to talk to. It's one thing when you're wanted and you have a warrant. You know what for, and it's cut and dry. It's a whole different type of torment. The long moments that your baby booty is bare and stretched out across the bed, awaiting your mother's correcting belt to walk in the door and leave a few welts on your behind. The lashes pale in comparison to the anticipation. All this for a little bit of paper. Only when the last tree has died, when the last river has been poisoned, when the last fish has been caught, we realize that we can't eat money.